While there are so many reasons to see Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, here are Gina Della from Pella's top 10 reasons to visit PellaWI.com now. Number 10, Pella of Wisconsin installs year-round. Number 9, every Pella of Wisconsin installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. Number 8, Pella of Wisconsin teams complete installation in as little as one day. Numbers 7 through 5, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number 1 for highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Numbers 4 and 3, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget. Number 2, now Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's featured offer gives you 5 years, no interest, plus 5 months, no payments. And the number 1 reason to see Pella of Wisconsin now, these offers end January 31st. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com, or call 855-PELLA-WI, 855-PELLA-WI. Tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Positivity, values, and morals. The Regular Joe Show.
Welcome back. Joe Gigante, your Regular Joe here. Just want to wrap up what I was saying at the end there regarding China. So, and look, I want to be clear. While there's certainly probably more Democrats than Republicans, there are any one Republican is far too many to support China, to stand down, to lick the boots of China, as Klaus Schwab did when he said, His Excellency Xi Jinping, President of the People's Republic of China, violator of human rights, enslavers of the Uyghurs. Oh, wait, they didn't say that last part, but doesn't mean it's not true. The problem you have with too many people as they look at China, they think it's the great cash cow. This is why the NBA does what they do, and I think the NFL is trying to figure out a way to do the same. Well, there's a billion people in China. We got to sell stuff, and we got to give our products and get our products in front of them, and we're going to get all kinds of money. Now, this is, again, because you have people that they have the logic and reason of a four-year-old and the depth and breadth of thought of a frying pan. Here's the thing. Why is China, and I put in air quotes, so wealthy right now? Because countries like the United States continue to buy virtually everything from them. Now, what are the problems that could come from that? What have we already seen as the problems? One, dependency. A friend of mine said, look, if I loan you $10, you owe me. He said, if I loan you $1 million, you own me, meaning I own the guy that gave me the $1 million. And it's a leverage and a control thing. Because not only are we dependent upon them for quote-unquote cheap goods that come at a grave cost to our own economy, to human rights, to just what's objectively good and right about the world and quality. But we're dependent upon them to the point that if they were to cut us off, we would be high and dry. We saw that at the front end of COVID, which is why Donald Trump started talking about the fact we need to resource things, find other countries where we can get these things, do it as ourselves in the United States. So we're pouring all this money in for products, right? We have all this money pouring into them for any number of products, including, by the way, the chips or the raw resources needed to build the chips that operate a bunch of Ford vehicles that are sitting in fields looking for chips because we can't get them. So great, we have a bunch of new cars. You bought a new car, you can't drive it. Good for you. We have any number of products that we're dependent upon them. So we're pouring billions and billions of dollars in there, which they are, you know, utilizing slave labor and other things to do. But you know what else? We're also selling our debt to them, saying, oh, we need more money. And they just sit there and go, okay, we'll give you some. And we are completely, well, I'm going to keep my own PG-13 rule, but there's a terminology. Sounds like witch. And when it's often said when you're in jail, you're somebody's this. Well, that's what we are to China at this point. And it's a scary and terrible position to be in. But everyone, oh, no, it's great. We get this stuff for 5 cents on the dollar, and I sell it for $20, and blah, blah, it's all wonderful. And it all makes it all great. The whole time, we're feeding the beast that's going to consume us. I said it's the cash cow they don't want to slaughter. Well, the thing is, we're going to put so much cash into that cow that someday it's going to turn into an evil, angry beast that's going to consume us if we don't wise up. And no, the Biden administration's not going to say anything near what I just said about the ills of China, the dangers of China, the largest communist nation in the world that wants to see nothing more than our destruction. They don't want to be our trading partners. They don't want to see us, you know, grow together. No, they want to own and control us. And there are too many people all too willing to do it. You think it was bad that in the city of Green Bay, Wisconsin, they gave the keys to Central Count to a third party, had no right to it, that had no leverage to get to it? Yeah, that was terrible. We're doing that in mass, almost in a suicidal way right now when it comes to China. We've been doing it for years and years. The great sin of Richard Nixon wasn't Watergate. It was China. It was a horrible decision. And we have just become more and more dependent upon it. And we continue to be more and more dependent upon it. It's like listening to the person says, I want to lose weight, as they're stuffing a Big Mac in their mouth and there's two more on the table. China's the Big Mac right now. I don't know why I can't lose. Oh, can't, I mean, de Blasio, remember? Oh, there's a burger element here. But I mean, this is what we've done. I thought it was a great question, by the way. I want to be cleared. It's a great question, but you're not going to get an answer out of Joe. First of all, I'll go this way. I will answer that by saying what Patriot Dennis, and by the way, so my Ms. Regular Joe is listening to the podcast. Did I mention you can get the podcast at regularjoeshow.com, share it on your socials? Yeah, you should do that. But she was listening the other day, and I mentioned the good Dennis and the bad Dennis, and she had missed something because she actually has a job during the day and doesn't get to hear every minute of the show. I know. It's terrible. But I had to explain to her that we had a liberal Dennis and that we have several Dennises that call in. But one of the Dennises that's a good conservative was very offended. So this guy is soiling my name. So now I refer to him as good Dennis or Patriot Dennis. So Patriot Dennis wrote in his three questions. And I think they are apropos to explain why Joe Biden couldn't even come close to my explanation of why China is a bad thing. And we actually need a divorce. It may be a messy, nasty divorce, but we need to divorce China as fast as possible. They are one of the most unfaithful spouses you will ever find. And they're abusive, too. And the faster we're away from them, the better off we will be and our children will be, figuratively and literally. Dennis's three questions for the press conference tomorrow night. What day is it for Joe Biden? What year is it? Who is the president of the United States? I would love it. And somebody did say this, by the way. I forget if it's text or Facebook or one of these. Someone said, ask him, what does Let's Go Brandon mean? That would be fun to listen to that one. So Steve said, yes, we should refer to the liberal dimwit we had as Dennis the Menace. I think we will do that. I think this. We have Patriot Dennis and Dennis the Menace. I like it. So there's my answer on China. China is an abomination, not the people of China. So again, not to be misquoted by the great left. Because the people of China are almost as abused as the Uyghurs are. But the communist Chinese regime is an abomination to our world. And the last thing we should do is be courting with them, much less sleeping in their bed. That's exactly what we do. We need a great divorce from China. The sooner, the better. All right, want to get back to the phones. 888-455-1360. Let's go to Martin and Marion. Good morning, Martin. How are you today?
Very good. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing great as always. What do you got for me?
Super. Very quick comment regarding the getting the ballots for the upcoming general election in November.
Yes, go ahead.
Specifically, what the rules are is once you're past January 1, you are supposed, if you think that you need an absentee ballot, and you know that, anytime after January 1, you can send a letter requesting an absentee ballot for whichever election you desire one. from your municipal clerk. You will not get it until about 8 days before the election. But you have to request the absentee ballot and an application for it, and your request has to be in writing. That's what he's talking about. You can send to your municipal clerk, and you can request it for the general election, you can request it for the spring election, or you can request it for all upcoming elections in the year of 2022.
Well, and I appreciate the clarification, Martin. It doesn't make me feel any better that the head of the Democratic Party is out soliciting people to send in for their absentee ballots for November now. And I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I'd also, I mean, given what we saw in 2020, it just raises a few more questions. I mean, now, of course, if you have the people that are claiming indefinite confined, they can request these things, and they don't have to give any real proof of who they, you know, who and what they are, because that's why they enact. That's why we saw it go from what 50,000 up to almost 250,000 indefinitely confined requests in the last election. So, right.
One more comment.
Go ahead, by all means. Yes, go ahead.
Typically, the people who advance requests are members of service,
which makes sense,
or people who will be overseas on business and they know it. Or like long-haul truck drivers who they're never going to be home.
Right.
So a lot of them make it a habit of every January they send in their letter just requesting in advance to be sent an application for an absentee ballot for each upcoming election.
And by the way, to be clear, when it comes to absentee ballots, what you're describing is for the longest time what most people thought of when it came to absentee ballots, service members, people that are going to be out of the country or maybe are currently not living in the country but still have the right to vote, or, again, people whose positions prevent them from being able to vote, it has become so perverted since those standards to now it's this whole, and again, something I wholly disagree with, this concept of a voting season as opposed to voting day. And I really think that's something we need to get back to, and we need to see more of. Again, you have to make accommodations for things like people in the military. It makes perfect sense. If somebody's, again, if they're out of the country and they know they're going to be out of the country, all of those things make sense. And I appreciate the clarification, Martin, in the call. The other side of that, though, is that, again, it's that whole give them an inch, they take 10 to 15,000 miles. And that's what they've done. We should have an election day, one day. And unless you're in these very specifically defined categories that have to be clarified and confirmed, then you should be able to get out and vote on that day. I heard a proposal over the weekend. Somebody said, well, look, we have all these federal holidays. Why don't we make Election Day, you know, a national day off so no one has an excuse not to vote? And they were pointing out that, you know, most people don't think about what Memorial Day is anymore. They just take the day. I made the joke, it's National Grill Out Day, right? That's what it's for. And I get what they're saying. I don't know that I'm convinced that we should have a holiday, because I think it would be like many other federal holidays that it just becomes another day off, right? I've got this day off. I don't know that it would, unless, of course, with it, you have to tighten the other side of it. And this is an important piece for me. And what I mean by that is that people have to get back to recognizing and understanding the importance of this gift, which is the right to vote. In modern times, for any number of reasons, that sense of awe has been lost. I remember when I registered to vote when I turned 18 years old. My son's about to do it because he just turned 18 years old. It'll be his first time he gets to vote in primaries and elections. And there's this I remember it had this great feeling of, in, you know, import of what you had to be serious about. This is like adulting, right? And it's different here. It's not like in other countries. And it's a major responsibility that one should take seriously. And as I said earlier, it's not the sacred right from which all of the rights come, but it is a sacred piece of our republic. And I think we've lost a sense of that. And that's why we have all these weird rules. It became an inconvenience, right? Oh, man, I got to vote. Oh, man, I got to be in control of this corporation that I own. Come on. That's where we have to be able to turn it around and prioritize that. And again, I get it. People are busy. There's a lot of things going on in the world. I get all of that. But we also have to think from the point of view of what is it that makes the most impact in our lives. And the people that we're interviewing and hiring for these jobs to work for us, don't pretend it is. it's as important as the job you have or the business you own, the company you run? You wouldn't be this laissez-faire then, would you? Well, this again, we want to take back these, and there's a number of things. We have to get to the bottom of 2020. We have to have clearer legislation. We don't need a bunch of digital this and that and the other. We need paper ballots and people showing up to fill them out. And honest people counting them in transparency and clarity in that process. All right, I'm going to grab a quick call. I'm going to get yelled at, but I want to get one call in before we hit the break. Lewis on the road. We only got about a minute here, sir. I apologize, but I wanted to get you in before the break. What do you got for me?
Three things, just real quick. The first thing is you're absolutely right about China. They're evil as hell. They harvest body parts from their political enemies. Nixon never should have gotten involved with them that way.
Lewis, I got to jump in. You're breaking up. We're hearing like every other syllable. If you can, hang up, call back. We'll try to get you after the break. I'll just go to the break quicker than I thought and try to get you in on the next segment at the phone line because I can't understand. I'm only catching every other syllable there. Plus, we'll get back to we'll get Nancy in there as well. 888-455-1360 right after this.
This is the Regular Joe Show.